Is good. This is Miss Lyrae, and I hope y'all are having a great day. Welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. I am glad that you guys have joined in with us. I have Mr. King Kai with me today.
What's up?
I'm glad you're here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Glad to have you on to my episode. We have had an opportunity to get to know some of your music on social media, but plug other people in that have not had the chance to get to hear your music or get to know a little bit about you.
Well, I have music out on all platforms, you know, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, you know, things like that, you know, major music sites.
Okay, awesome. So anybody that is on any social media platforms, follow those platforms and check him out. One of the songs that I have liked and enjoyed will be included as a part of this segment of my podcast and will be True Rider. And so you guys tune into that after you listen to this, and I hope you guys will get something out of it. All right, so can we get up close and personal with King Kai beyond music? Are you allowing that? Okay. So I saw something in the media recently where Fat Joe was in an interview with The Breakfast Club, and he felt like Latinos are considered black. And I learned about you that you are half black, half Latino, right? And half, is that it?
It's like, so I'm 50% black. Mm-hmm. 25% white, 25% Puerto Rican.
Okay. And so what do you think about that? Do you feel like Latinos and African Americans are within the same ethnicity family, or do you feel like it's a separate thing?
I feel like it can be, you know, all together, all because I feel like they have also went through the same things as some black people have. Mm-hmm. Because it was like anybody of color had to go through slavery, and I feel like they had to go through that too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're all together in that same area. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we can all grow and be better together too.
I agree with you. I feel like us as African Americans and Latinos, Latinas, we all are very strong about our culture. And that's what keeps us going even through the tough times that we've had to go through during our ancestral periods of history. What do you feel like, or who do you feel like has been inspirational to you in the Latino world of hip hop or rap?
I'm not so sure. I mean, but I do know a couple, you know, Latinas and Latinos in the rap game, you know, like Cardi B, she's Dominican, you know, I listen to her and I really do like her music.
Mm-hmm. So. That's awesome. Do you have a favorite song of hers, or do you like all of her music?
I like all of her music.
Okay. I want to talk to you about Kanye West, who recently dropped a Christian rap album. It's called Jesus is King. Now, there's been some controversy behind it. The controversy has been that they don't know if he is doing this for clout. He walked away after he made Jesus Walks and went straight into hip-hop for so long. And now he is into trying to get back into it even harder. He's even went to the depths of saying, I don't even want to create just rap music anymore because it's of the devil's work. Have you had a chance to at least listen to his album or have any take on his perception of that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I do look forward to listen to what he has made, because mm-hmm. you know, it's something different from him. Mm-hmm. You know, something new that he's put out for a while. So mm-hmm. I'll be down to listen to it.
Okay. I really respect the fact that he caused his producers to refrain from premarital sex during the time of making the album. And also, he's even gotten on Kim Kardashian about the way she dresses to kind of align with the way that he wants to maneuver in his life and in the hip-hop industry, or I guess you can now say Christian rap for him. Are there certain things in your artistry that you feel just cannot be a part of what you do because of the morals and values that you have?
You know, I feel like, you know how most rappers, you know, they always talk about this, talking about that. I feel like I don't need that. Mm-hmm. You know, I can just stick to my own. I can rap and put a message in it, you know. I don't have to be a Christian rapper, but I can still have a message in mind. I'm like, you know, most of these rappers now, you know, just talking about drugs and all this stuff. I don't need to rap about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think a lot of times we as humans or individuals out here in the world who have the Christian faith feel like if we are not, you know, in the ministry of pastoring or ministering to people in those types of positions, that we can't still give a positive message. And I feel like if we are trying to impact the world in a positive way, we have that same power as well. What are some things in your music that you feel that you, or even a song that you feel has been powerful to the people around you in a very positive way?
There's two songs. One is called I Have a Dream, and the other is called Everything's Gonna Be Alright. You know, they were songs that I wrote for events like This Has to Stop, you know, like Stop Violence and things like that. And, you know, I wrote those to show people that not only can I rap about, you know, looking good, I can also rap about something meaningful to people, you know, something that they can listen to and be like, that has touched me, and, you know, maybe I want to help people, you know. And those songs, you know, are about, like, wanting things to be better and that, you know, whatever you're going through, everything's going to be fine.
Is there a piece of work that we can find those songs on that you have out there?
You can find I Have a Dream on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find that on SoundCloud.
Is it on an EP or are these single songs that you've created?
It's like a single.
Single, okay. Do you currently have any EPs, mixtapes, or albums that you are currently working on?
Yeah, I do have an EP called True Writer. It's about to come out soon.
Okay, awesome. Have you had any hiccups along the way that you feel like in creating this album that it has made you challenge yourself a little further?
Sometimes yes, because, you know, being younger, it's a little hard to balance all those things. You know, you gotta go to school, gotta get good grades, and I play sports too, so I'm at school, I'm going to football practice, going to football games, coming home. Sometimes I write music, make beats. Sometimes I won't have enough time. Sometimes I don't even have enough time to watch TV and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the sacrifices I make, and I'm fine with it.
I am proud to see you doing that, because there are a lot of people out here who are in the streets, running the streets, you know, and finding that to be their outlet. And I find it amazing that you take the things that are positive to get out there and really make a difference. You can truly make a difference in any of those areas, and I'm proud to see that you're doing that. It's not enough of us doing that, and so I support it all the way. Keep doing big things and doing what you have already learned to do. Who would you say is your support system and backbone during this time?
My support system and backbone is definitely my parents.
Okay. Clap it off to the parents.
You know, they supported me all the way. Like, at first they didn't even know I had anything for music. You know, I was just playing sports. And when I was just playing sports, they had my back then. And I started making music, and they had my back as soon as I started.
Wow, that is awesome. Not a lot of people have that support system, and so it's very great to see that you have people behind you, rooting for you, pushing for you. If you had anything that you could ask for right now to be culminated into your music that you haven't done so far, or an area of music that you want to develop in, what would that be?
I'd probably say I really want to be able to, like, rap in a different language.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to, like...
I like that.
Sometimes I listen to, like, different language music. But, I'd love to be able to rap in, like, Spanish or, like, Dutch or something.
Oh, wow. Do you know either of those languages?
Not really.
No? So you got to get to learn them now, huh? All right. Well, that would be awesome. I know a lot of American rappers are going that route now to make their music a little more diverse. Is there anyone that you feel has done it the best or has done it very well?
There's this one guy I watched on this show called Rhythm and Flow. Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. were the hosts. And the winner of the show, he was able to fluently speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
And rap in English. He's good at it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's called Rhythm and Flow, right? Yes. Yeah, that show was really good. What are some key items that you must have with you, either on stage or in the booth, when you are working on your music?
in the booth and on stage, two things that you gotta have for both is energy.
I know that's right.
you can't go in the studio and be all tired and you know. It's not gonna come out how you want it.
Yeah.
But when you're on stage, people gonna look at you like you're crazy, like, you wanna be here today?
Right, right.
But, you know, especially something that you need to have on stage, a stage presence, you can't be scared to get up there. You have to be able to let people know who you are, mm-hmm. why you came, mm-hmm. and, you know, like why you do it. You know, you gotta be able to show that you are meant to be in music.
What do you feel like inspires you the most when you're creating beats? Like, is there a particular, like, feeling you want to provide, or a different sound you're looking for? What are, like, some of the things that vibrate that energy for you when you are in your producing mode?
When I'm in my producing mode, I kind of look for something that, you know, anybody could, like, do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to have fun with it. Like, you know, I don't want to, like, stress about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just go in there. I try to find any type of sounds that I can. You know, I throw things together. You know, sometimes I like what it, you know, what I can create.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, soon I hope other people will be able to, you know, get a taste, you know, be able to work with other people with my beats mm-hmm. and stuff. So,
Now, I've heard this common thing about producers that they don't get the respect that they should get. They feel like they are the mastermind behind the songs, other than the writer, of course. But there are artists out here who write their own music, but they don't produce their own beats, and they don't get the recognition. Do you feel like there could be more emphasis on that for producers to have more of a platform versus them just being in the background?
I feel like they should get more recognition, you know, because, you know, I don't know why people overlook them, because if you're into music, you know, they're the ones that make beats, so, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to get beats from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand why people would overlook them, you know, because you ain't got a beat, you don't really have a song, you know?
Right.
And most of the time, you don't hear rappers say, oh yeah, I already had the song written, and then my producer just played me a beat, and it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be like, I heard that beat,
mm-hmm.
and I knew it was a hit.
Yeah, that is so true. What key element of a beat makes you say, I know this is a hit? Or at what point in the process do you feel that you know this is a hit?
You know it's a hit when it gives you that good energy, you know, that mm-hmm. makes you just want to, that makes you, like, you're in a good mood now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you say you weren't as happy, you hear a beat, you know, you start dancing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's a hit, when you can vibe to it real easy.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree to that. Are there local producers or rappers that you know right now that you would like to work with?
Local? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll probably end up finding some on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I meet new people, you know, every time I go to shows and stuff, you know. But, you know, my dad, you know, he's trying to start his own label, so, you know, we're looking for people.
Awesome,
who are
awesome.
Really into it, so
mm-hmm.
we'll see what we can find.
So, what is the name of the label that you guys are working on starting?
E-Entertainment.
E-Entertainment? Is there any, like, specific reason behind the name, or?
No, you know, it's just
E-Entertainment. All right. Well, I'm going to be excited to see what that grows into. I feel like there are different things that we can consider as our best work. And, like, there's podcast episodes that I could say right now that I feel like I felt even humbled by hearing and listening to it. What are some songs or a song that you feel like you could say that was, like, my best work so far?
To be honest, I like all my music,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like I haven't did my best work. Like, mm-hmm. I do, like, when I write my music, I do my best. And, you know, when I make beats, I do my best. When I go record, I do my best. And when I do shows, I do my best.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I haven't made the best, you know, like, that hit. You know, I feel like I haven't made it quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this new EP, it has some really good songs on it, but soon that hit is coming.
I like your energy. You got to be confident about it. I think, you know, constantly challenging yourself to get better at every piece of what you do, your writing, your producing, the energy you want to provide, keeping yourself in a positive direction on a consistent basis would definitely get you there. And just being humbled in the process and enjoying the learning moments, you know, in everything that we do, there are going to be moments we can learn and draw from and grow to. And for me, I feel like I'm learning every day, you know. And so as long as we continue to push towards that, I think, you know, anything that we work towards will be awesome and dope. So that's awesome. I saw that you performed for an event directed to cancer. Is that true? What was the name of that event, and how did that feel for you to perform at something like that?
It was called Fight Like a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt really good to perform there just because my grandma had passed away from cancer, so it meant a lot to me to write that song and be able to perform it in front of those people who have survived and all the people that, you know, were also there to perform, and it, you know, it just felt good.
That's awesome to be able to go in and write something in honor of your grandmother. My father also died from lung and bone cancer. I know for me, there's an initiative in the community where I want to create my own lung cancer foundation to dedicate it to my dad and to put some type of donations toward research for helping those who suffer with lung cancer and those who are currently trying to quit smoking and things of that nature. Are there any initiatives that maybe you haven't started yet or have started yet in the community that you would like to orchestrate?
I did this before, you know, like throw a little teen party, but, you know, like, you know, have little parties to, you know, aware kids of my age that they don't need to be on the streets, you know, they can be somewhere else doing something different, you know, instead of being on the streets, you can come to my party, we can have fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's better than being out there, and I feel like people need to see somebody else in the same age group that they feel like is just like them doing something other than that. I think that's what's more empowering than anything, because we already have the media. It's already, you know, dwindling our minds to think that this is the way if we don't have our own foundation. Is there an artist that you feel like you even look to and say, you know, he's definitely a great man in the community, in charity organizational giving?
I would say X, because I have seen him, you know, once he started trying to change himself, he was trying to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw him do all these charity events, you know, like right before he passed, he was getting ready to do something like a big charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they still had it after he passed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, he was doing things for the young, like the younger kids, you know.
So, I hate to take it a little dark, but this makes me think about Nipsey Hussle, X, those individuals who are artists who we don't suspect would do things large in the community and try to make a change in this world, and we lost them to gun violence or violence in general. There has been a perception that as soon as the people in your city see you doing things like that, they become jealous and hateful and deceitful and want to take your life. Do you feel like that's true, or that there could be some misperception there?
I feel like that's true because, you know, they feel a type of way when they see somebody else that's not their self doing better than them. So they take everything to heart, you know. You know, you're doing good for yourself, and they think that you're trying to flex and do all this, but you're just doing good for yourself, so they get mad and try to do all these other things for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think, instead of being inspired, which is what I think should happen as a result of seeing people like that in the community and trying to give back, why do you think it doesn't inspire and it causes envy instead?
I don't even know how to put it into words. Let's see. Are we getting a question again?
Why do you think that instead of those who have created envy in their heart, hate in their heart for those artists who are trying to do stuff in the community, instead of being inspired, they decide to be deceitful and hateful and want to kill them?
To put this into easy words. It's because they feel like that they should be in that position,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when they see that they aren't really doing nothing for themselves, they feel a type of way that mm-hmm. makes them do crazy things like that.
Mm-hmm. Some have, and I solely agree with you, some people have equated the death of Nipsey Hussle to Jesus himself. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but I think the concept is similar. Because if we think about Jesus, they put him up on the cross and killed him and made sure that he was murdered due to, I think, hate and deceit towards him. I think it's a vicious cycle of us looking at what we want to be, strive to be, but we feel like we can't be. So we try to kill off the people or the person who is making us feel that way. I have gotten to the point of realizing that in anything we do, there can't be competition. When we function in whatever we do, whether it be music, podcasting, whatever the endeavor is, there is no competition. The only competition is yourself. We don't have to put ourselves up one against one another or somebody else against another. We do a lot of comparing artists in the industry. Do you feel like you kind of go in tunnel vision when you start making music, or do you kind of keep some of the artistry that is already around that you've seen in your mind as you are starting to do things?
Yeah, I keep, you know, different things that I've seen, you know, in my head,
mm-hmm.
so I can incorporate it and make it into my own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really, like, try to steal anything. I just try to change it up and make it my own,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because, you know, you're having your own sound makes you stand out, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to stand out different. I want to be like, oh, you know, that's the reason, that, you know, that's why I want to blow up. I want to be different
mm-hmm.
than other people. I don't want to rap about the same things. I don't want to have the same sound.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be a different type of artist that people like.
Okay. That's a great answer. I definitely think that would take you very far. So I want to play a game with you right now. I want to name one thing that it's just going to be a word that I put out there, and I want you to name three things that are your favorite of it. Okay? Football.
I like the competitiveness of football.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, how would you say it? I love the bond that you build, that you can build with your team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just love the sport in general, you know, it's very fun. I love the fun that I get
mm-hmm.
playing it.
Okay. Now, in music, right, it's more of a, unless you are in a music group, it's more of a solo act versus being on a football team, it's a teamwork effort act. What do you feel like is the most challenging about just having to kind of, I know you have a support system, but like when you actually get in and produce your music, it's you. Do you feel like that is a bit of a challenge between flipping from football to music in that aspect?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a challenge because, you know, you really don't have no type of help when you, because, you know, I write my own stuff, I make my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a little bit harder, but, mm-hmm. you know, it'll probably get easier along the road as I get older. You know, it'll be easier for me to rap my lyrics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Be easier for me to make my beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
I feel like you also have a head up on being able to have some experience in football because we have what you call the game plan. And so even though you do have your own like solo act of music versus teamwork in football, you do have an ability to know what it takes to get something done, and that's called creating a game plan. So what does that look like for you?
You know, usually me, my mom, my dad would just sit down, like say we were trying to make a game plan for one of my shows.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit down, we'll figure out what songs we want to do, what order do we want them in,
mm-hmm.
and you know, once we figure all that out, you know, my dad will get the music on the flash drive or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'll practice, and then showtime, and we do what we gotta do.
All right, I like that. So my next one is for you is uplifting.
Things that I like about uplifting is that, you know, it can help somebody else being uplifting. You know, it can help somebody else that may be down.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I like about uplifting is that it's a good like motivator. Mm-hmm. You know, being uplifting is a good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
It can also motivate people to go do something that may not be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I like about uplifting is that it's a, how do I put this? It's a, you know, it's just a good thing for somebody to have, you know, be uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could really affect all the people that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
In a good, it could affect them in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is good to have in your life, being uplifting.
Yeah. Would you say that's kind of what drives you in your music as well, for always trying to be uplifting to those who are listening to you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, I try to make my music with good vibes, you know. Just want people to listen to it and, you know, get a vibe and be happy when they listen to my music.
Okay. What about economical balance?
Economical balance, is that like money?
Yeah, more like making a balance in how you progress financially or profit.
It's like a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just rush into things like that, especially at my age, you know. And I feel like, you know, another thing, you have to be smart with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say if I did blow overnight, you know, and start doing huge shows and the money starts coming.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be reckless with it, you know, you gotta be smart with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, building a good, having a good economical balance, you know, you gotta be smart with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have asked this question to many people when it comes to money and numbers and profit and all of the things that, you know, we all reach for when we go into our own endeavors. And it's, my question is, are you purpose driven or numbers driven?
Both.
Okay.
And does that, you know, I have a purpose to do this music? You know, also, you know, I want it. You know, I want some. You know, everybody wants money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I want it so I can help my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, live better.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It's awesome that you have been raised to be that type of person in your family who wants to help your family out and give them the opportunity to see the success financially that maybe you didn't have growing up or may not have right now, but it's gonna come for you the harder you work. If I could give you one thing that you could ask for so far as like self-gain in this industry, what would that be for you?
Something I would want to help me, you know, improve, you know, would be true supporters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People that will actually take their time and go listen to it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And people that will be willing to go buy that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does a true supporter look like for King Kai?
Somebody like my mom and dad.
Somebody
who will put it out themselves and still go buy it.
Mm-hmm. Look, and then they do say, if you don't invest in yourself, then how can someone else invest in you? So that is great. Before we end this podcast episode, I want to say thank you for taking your time out your busy schedule to come and interview with me. Thank you, Dad, for coming and bringing them out here. I want to give you an opportunity again to plug in your social media platforms and let everybody know where they can find your music, what's coming up next for you, meaning if you have any new music that you're getting ready to put out, and then what's something you would like to tell the people.
You know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at king_kai_82. You guys can follow me on YouTube at King Kai, you know, Facebook, all that, and you know, my EP True Riders coming out soon. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Clap it up for True Rider.
Yeah.
All right.
You got a
mixtape
out too.
Mixtape? Yeah. Okay.
I do got a mixtape out, you know. There's some songs you can find on SoundCloud. But you know, you really want to hear the whole thing. You have to find me.
Not Too Young for the Game.
Yeah, it's called Not Too Young for the Game.
Not Too Young for the Game. I like it. Okay. All right, so y'all heard it here. This is where you can find King Kai's music, his EP, his mixtapes, all of the music that you want to hear. What you hear in the background is what I also want you to plug into. It's True Rider. I will definitely be playing it on my episodes going forward, so you would not hear this for the last time, okay? Thank you again for coming on. And before we end, I want to pray for you over your music and pray for your success in the industry so that you can continue to strive and be successful. Is that okay with you? All right, let's do it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this young man and the great things that he is doing, not only in his music, but also in the community, oh God. Cover him throughout this entire process, oh God. Never allow the devil to have his winning over his assignment, God. This is a purposeful thing for him. This is what is going to help him move forward in life and help his family to also be successful, God. Thank you for his support system, oh Heavenly Father. We all don't have that, oh Heavenly Father, and we thank you that is present with him, oh God. Keep him level-headed, keep him grounded. When those that try to seep in and try to take him off his course, try to interrupt what you have already called him to do, God, block them, oh God. Now, do not allow the devil to take his place, Lord. Take your place, God. We thank you for allowing us to be in your presence today, oh God. Take a hand in everything that he does, oh God. Cover him, keep him protected, and keep him steady, fast, and growing, oh God. Even when there are challenges, oh God, allow him to remember that you are beside him, in front of him, and behind him, oh God. Make sure that he understands that it is all because of you, oh God, and it all reaches back to what you have as a purpose over his life, oh Heavenly Father. I am praying for success for his music. I am praying success over the label that him and his family are creating. I am praying success over the initiatives that are going to be taken for the community-driven aspects that he wants to provide in this not only city, not only state, not only country, but this world, oh God, because I am pressing forward and speaking on his behalf that this is going to be a worldwide global effect from him, oh God. Keep him motivated, oh God. Keep the energy that he has now and going forward, oh Heavenly Father. Any projects that he has coming up, oh God, bless them so that the people can hear the messages that they have in them, oh Heavenly Father. I pray this prayer to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
All right, sir. Thank you for coming on. I hope to see you again. All right. Thank you for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. I hope y'all have a great day. This is the podcast that is number one in inspiration, culture, and social awareness. Y'all have a good one. Bye.